This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Gary Hazard, G-A-R-Y-H-A-Z-Z-A-R-D. Date of birth 12-02-1951. Date of appointment March 13, 2025. Requesting physician George Weiss, G-E-O-R-G-E-W-E-I-S-D-O. Dear Dr. Weiss, I had the pleasure of seeing Gary Hazard today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who on March 1st, 2025, 11 a.m., his lip on the left side became numb. He took nap, he woke up, he ate his lunch, left side of the face became numb. Then it involved the left upper and lower extremities. He went to the hospital about 4 p.m. MRI of the brain done, and it shows right thalamic stroke. Echocardiogram done, which shows ejection fraction 50 to 55% and calcified aortic valve. CTA of the head and neck did not any significant stenosis. CTA shows a mild generalized decrease in peripheral blood flow, most pronounced in the midbrain and apex right hemisphere, without clear focal area of stenosis. He was in the hospital for 5 days, went home, and pretty good. He's doing pretty good now. Physical therapy will start soon at home. He still has some numbness and weakness on the left side. No pain. He has a history of diabetes and hypertension. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Hyperthyroidism, gout. Allergies, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, allergy, non-drug allergy, medication, metoprolol, rizavastatin, losartan, hemolin, levothyroxine, allopurinol, tamsulosin, amlodipine, Dutasteride, Montelukast, vitamin D3, turmeric, curmudgeon, curcumin, furosemide, hydrochlorothiazide, aspirin 81 mg, atorvastatin 20 mg, clopidogrel 75 mg, Jardiance, losartan, socialist. He was ex-smoker, stopped smoking in 1983. He does not drink alcohol, does not use any drug, is a retired maintenance worker, he is married, live with his wife, have two children. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased with leukemia, one sister alive with cancer, one brother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruise. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. Oriented time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator, there is a left pronator drift present. No rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength, right sided 545, left sided minus 545, deep tendon reflexes, upper extremity 2 over 4, lower extremity 1 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 73-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, right thalamic stroke. Number two, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the physical therapy. I would like to continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 20 mg daily, 20 mg 4 tablet daily. His etiology of stroke is diabetes and hypertension. The importance of good control of diabetes and high blood pressure explained to the patient. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.